Fresh.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show, episode 223. Wow, that's a lot of episodes. Welcome to the, well, I don't even know what the show is, but it's going to be something special. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about how we're changing it, how that's going to affect you, and how you and your company can actually get leads from this show, literally on the show live. And for consumers out there, we're going to be sending some messages out to you, but we got a crazy thing to unravel tonight. A lot to talk about. Welcome to the show. Who's watching? Where you at? What up, Ulysses in the house, all the way from Southern California. Good to see you. Jeff Lane says, what's going on, brother? King Rooter. King Rooter and Plumbing in the house. And they're in Colorado. They're in the Mile High Stadium. You guys lost a close one last night, from what I understand. Close one. The other team tried to give it to you. I think they missed about three or four field goals or some stuff like that. Fresh. In the house, Derek says, good to see you, brother, as well. GB, my brother. Hey, sir, Jantender. Now, this is a gentleman all the way from, Jantender, where are you from exactly? I think India, somewhere over in India. It's good to see you on the show. He says, hi, sir, I'm here. Good to see you, April. Welcome to the show. Where are you at? Where are you watching from? So much to share, so much to tell. I've got my comments over here to my right. I can see the show now on my left. The team is coming strong with it. Hopefully you guys like the setup, the background, the look, the camera, the angle. They're doing their best for you guys to put on the best possible show for you, put on the best possible service for you, and more on that here in a minute. If you're new to the show, we've got some cool stuff. You can get subscribed. Kind of a cool way to get subscribed. Facebook's doing some new stuff. Now, you could type subscribe into the comments, but that won't really do much for you. What you should do is go to our page, like, and follow it. If you go to the page and like and follow it on Facebook, what'll happen is you will get an alert from Facebook, straight from Facebook now, 20 minutes before and like 5 minutes before, right when the show goes live, 3 minutes before, something like that. And it's a nice, soft little notification up in your notifications. And so that's a great way to be notified when the show goes live. All you got to do is go like and follow the page. You can even change the see first or get notifications first, that kind of stuff, to make sure you don't miss any episodes. That's all you got to do. Also know that we're every Tuesday and every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. That is Eastern time, Indiana time. That's where I'm from, Indianapolis. That's the time zone that we're in, and so that's the time I'm giving you. But you can correlate that to where you're from. I know some of you catch the show on replay or you listen to it on podcast. Because you're in the UK or you're somewhere else and you can't catch it live, that's okay. You can go to the podcast. You can go to Apple. You can go to Google. You can go to Anchor. You can go to Twitcher. You can go to whatever the next podcast company is, and you could probably find our podcast on there. I think we rank number one or number between one and three if you type in plumbing coaching, plumbing sales. But if you just type in plumbing sales coach, you'll find us. We'll pop up right there. Jody Enright, Frankie Lamelli, good to see both of you. Jan Tender says, how are you doing? So where exactly are you at right now? I'd love to know where you're watching from. He says, my size in the house. What up? Fresh in the house. 100. Good evening all is what Jody says. Randall says, hi, Chris. Good to see you, sir, as always. And Bob Kellogg, La Crosse, Wisconsin, in the house. Bob, you're going to be out at the retreat here in the next month. Next month, we're going to be doing some really cool stuff. Or literally, it's the blueprint for the service business. It is the blueprint that will accelerate your business, tell you exactly what to do, how to do it, where you're making mistakes, probably shave at least a couple of years of mistakes off your life. And so Bob's going to be at that. And we got a bunch of other people that are going to be at that, but it'll be good to see you. Plus, I don't know if you knew this, Bob, but Koss is going to be there speaking at that, the guy that's famous on Facebook for skydiving recently. But he's going to be speaking to that. The guy sells between $60,000 to $100,000 of plumbing over the phone, closed, booked, signed, on the dotted line, over the phone every single week. Blows my mind. He does that with about, I think, 7 to 8 technicians. So it's not like he's doing that with, 40 techs. It's crazy. He blows it. He kills it. Blows it up. Rocks it. I'm at the taco truck, my man. Tell him I said what's up. Tell him the tipper's there. You know what I mean by that. Hey, guys, listen. This is a big deal, what we're doing on the show. We're going to do something that's never been done before. This is totally revolutionary, literally brand new. It's going to help you guys get work. It's going to help customers get problems taken care of, and you're going to get trained right here live on the show. Literally, as I interact with customers over the phone, you'll be able to hear them and me. They'll be piped in through. We got some cool technology that we got. The software team and the systems that be, they made it all happen. We're literally going to have consumers calling in with their plumbing problems. You'll be able to chime in. I'll be able to chime in. We'll be able to tell them what their problems are. We'll tell them exactly what a broke fix plumber would tell them. And then we'll tell them what a service expert being someone that is either trained in our training program or someone who is a product of our training program, service expert, someone who takes it very serious, wants to give the customer options, wants to tell the customer the root problem, wants to treat the home like a patient. Understanding that we're taking care of a very precious thing that belongs to the homeowner. We're going to do that right here live on the show. You'll see how I talk, what I say, what I tell them. You'll see how they react. You'll see how they react. And you'll also, if they're in your area, maybe be able to get a lead. We'll definitely let you drop your plumbing company names on there. We'll find out where they're from, where they're calling from. And you'll be able to say, hey, pick me. I will say this. If you're in my training program, I will say this right now. I'm probably going to highlight you to the customer. And it's not like a gimmick to get you to use me. I'm just saying I will probably do that. It would make sense. I'd be able to endorse you in some sort of way, put a stamp of approval. She says, love the Robinson Fresh partnership. Kill it. Thank you, Jody, for that. So much to come. What's up, Fresh? Jeremy Robinson, Advocate Plumbing in the house. Advocate Plumbing in the house. Literally, the advocate for the neighborhood, the advocate for the community when it comes to plumbing. That's what they are about. They want to give people just change the way that the whole plumbing game is done. That's what they want to do. How do I know so much about that company? Well, I'm good friends with their owner, and I'm good friends with their other owner, me. That's right. I started a plumbing company. We partnered up, and we did it. I want to show you guys. We're going to document it. We're going to show you firsthand exactly how to do this. I'm going to just show you. So many people are telling you, I'm going to show you. We're going to show you on the show live. We're going to show you as we document the plumbing business that we started. We've only been in business for 3 weeks now. I think we had a $5,000 week, a $6,000 week, 3 calls the first week. We did $5,800 in revenue. Killing it! But hey, you know, no special starts here. I didn't have any special relationships. I didn't buy any trucks in advance. I didn't use the capital that I have from this business to start that business. I started it from the ground up. We're using Nextdoor. We're using Nextdoor and we're using pay-per-click and we're getting raked. We're getting raked on the pay-per-click, just like all of you. I get it. But doesn't mean I'm not going to stop because it's a part of the deal. It's a part of brand recognition. It's part about getting our name out there. So it's kind of like cultivating the field. You got to go dig up the hard dirt to get it loosened up so you can get to the soft dirt so you can plant the seed. So that's the deal. That's how it works. Everybody wants the easy answer. There isn't one. So I'm going to show you. I'm going to make it look easy along the way, though. Not because I'm better, but just simply because I've done it before and I've failed long enough to know what not to do. And to just stick to the plan. So that's so much more coming on that. My boy Jeremy out there getting it done. So much respect to you, brother, for real. Love you for what you do. All right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the show. If you want training, type dominate in the comments right now. We got Maggie. Now listen to this. I got a new sales rep here on the team that wants to sell our product. They want to communicate with you, tell you about it. Yeah, that's right. I said sell. I don't think it's a bad word. We're going to tell you all about our product. We're going to value stack it in a way that makes you just love it and can't get enough of it. And we're going to give you more than you've ever dreamed of because that's what I talk about doing on here. So we're going to do other training. But here's the thing. Maggie literally is marrying. She's getting married. They're getting married here. They're going to be getting married and save the date, I think, is what I got the invitation in the email. But she's married to another plumbing owner who uses our program. She's a product of the product. She believes in the product. She's seen it work. She's seen it make her husband's life better or her future husband's life better. It's made her life better because of that. So she says, I want to sell that. That's what I'd rather sell. I can get behind that. If you want information about the training type dominate, you get to talk to Maggie. You get to hear her experience. She'll probably even offer up an interview with her husband. Who knows? She's like that. She's totally willing to serve. So type dominate in the comments. All right, what are we doing with the show? The show's changing. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have consumers calling in. We got so much going on. I cannot wait. You guys will be able to be a part of something called, it's a whole fresh new show. It's a fresh new show. See, guys, I can see what they're doing before they do it. I'm not really that smart or clever. I just saw what they were doing, and I was like, I'm going to be in front of that. It's a fresh new show, Always Be Serving. We're going to show the customers firsthand how this is done, what we're supposed to do. The customer's still going to need a plumber to fix it, most likely, because they're going to be calling in with a horror story. They're going to be calling in with a current problem that they need fixed. We're going to address it. We're going to allow you to speak into it. We're going to talk to them and let them know this is what a broke fixed plumber would do. Basically say, alert! Don't buy from this guy because he will try to save you money today only to cost you a pain in the rear later in more ways than one. And then on top of that, we're going to tell them the right ways that it should have been done or it can be done or it will be done. And then if you live in that area, you're going to come through to the rescue, right? You're going to come through to the rescue. Angel Acevedo, good to see you, brother. Boom in the house, my man. This is a guy in the one-on-one coaching. Just a sharp dude putting in a pool, I think, right now. Got a major project going on. Jeff Lane says, me, him and his wife are coming to the retreat in September, and they're going to be there doing the thing. We're going to be learning about price book, bundling, merchandising. We're going to also learn the difference between branding, branding and advertising and, I know this stuff, marketing, and how they're really all correlated, but they're not the same thing. And when you understand what they are, you'll use them appropriately. Save you guys, I'm telling you, save you a hassle. He's going to be there. Can't wait to see you and meet you. Like I said earlier, Bob's going to be there. I think Patrick's going to be there. Cost's going to be there. There's going to be people there. What airport is it? What airport is it? Oh, we're back. Are we back? Oh, I froze up. Look, I was just watching myself. I froze up twice. We're back. We're good. All right. What up, Fresh? My man, Robert Avila in the house. Now, this is a dude I've known forever. Now, if you're talking about airports and Robert, we flew out to Vegas. You guys know a little while ago, this was the time before the last time when I wrecked my car. Totaled, not my car, but a rental. Totaled it. Best $250 I ever spent. That was my deductible. And then the next thing that we did was we shot a Saw machine gun outside of a helicopter. So, yeah, some crazy stuff. Always having these crazy memories because of you guys, Joey Cisneros. That was one. Brandon Graham, another plumber out there, got to spend time with. All right, so what are we doing on the show? People are going to be calling in with these problems. We're going to diagnose them over the phone. Here's what I want you guys to really take away from all this. It's a full cycle thing here. Literally, you can watch. You can see how I do it. You can see how the customer reacts. Do they really even like this? Like, is this really legit? Is this salesy? Is it scammy? Is it slimy? Is Chris really just one of those guys that just weasels his way in there and talks people into a tankless every time and every customer gets a tankless? And no, I mean, I just ran a call. In fact, maybe I'm a little misleading. Some people are like, dang, so every call's $1,000? No, not every call's $1,000. But if you give me 10 opportunities, I'm going to close 8 or 9 of them, maybe all 10, maybe even 11. Talk about that another time. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to average $1,000 per call. Now, if I close 8, I'm still going to do $10,000 of revenue. If I close 9, I'm still going to do probably $10,000 of revenue. If I close 10, I'm going to do $10,000 of revenue. Maybe I'll do more, but that's what I'm going to average. Okay, that's what I know about me. Now, it's a little bit higher than that, and it's gotten better, and the prices have gone up since I was in the game on a regular basis. But for the most part, that's what it's going to be. Okay, that's what it's going to be. That's what it should be. That's what people in my program are doing. That's what people at other companies are doing. I just went and saw Frankie Lamelli, but while I was out there, I saw two other companies, both companies running 20, 30, 40 trucks. I don't know. I think 30, 34 trucks at one, maybe 35 at one location. They have multiple locations. Another one had 30-something employees, maybe 40 employees. 30 techs, but bottom line is that they're averaging these. They're doing this. They're performing at this level. They can perform at this level. They see this performance, and it's not always skill. You know, talent is not enough. Hard work has to be the thing. Wanting to get better, progress over perfection, getting better constantly, allowing yourself to get your technicians or you as the technician, allowing yourself to get into the right conversations with your customer so you can help really truly serve them and help them with the knowledge and experience and education that you have in regards to plumbing or whatever your trade is, whatever you do for a living. Really doesn't matter. It's all the same, right? Because everybody deserves that. So much of what you've taught us has given us options and has allowed us to bring my wife into the business. Love and thank you for everything. I love you, Bob. Bob's a good dude, though. Bob's just a good human, for real. He said something the other day. He's like one of those guys, like super nice, super awesome. You're like, I'm going to be like Bob one day. And then he says something, he's like, I want to get better. And you're like, no, Bob, you can't be humble, too. That he's like, it's a soap opera. Bob's not real. Fresh, fresher than fresh. Hey, by the way, Joey Cisneros and Beto is from that group right there. That's a dude. That's a killer in the game right there. Totally in love with service. They just he loves it. He loves the game. He loves the whole deal. He loves plumbing. He loves service plumbing. Loves it all. But Joey coined that term fresher than fresh, and that's another dude from Cisneros right there. Man, all right. So he says fresher than fresh. Well, I think Joey's really loud. Like he says things really loud. He's got this really high pitched voice too when he does it. I think someone in Vegas, like a corporate exec, heard it from Kroger's, because now every single Kroger commercial or Vons or Smith's or whatever local chain that own Kroger is a part of in your area, their commercials say fresher than fresh. So I don't know, Joey, you need to talk to someone and get your money, whatever you need to do. I'll vouch for you. I know when you said it first, it's been on this show, at least hashtagged a bunch of times. Yeah. Progress over perfection, 100%. Value stacked trip. We value stacked that trip. We did. We value stacked a Dodge Ram into the back of another truck. There was some value stacking. Guys, I'm doing this because, look, I'm going to be solving these plumbing problems right in front of your eyes so you can see the diagnosing, you can see the bigger picture. This is something I teach in my training. The simplicity of diagnosing the symptom is not enough. You've got to diagnose the problem, the reason they're having the symptom. Talk about this on Bloom in the Face. Get it, Blue. We talk about this on Bloom in the Face. All right, now, when it comes to diagnosing, that's a part of the deal. The other part is relationship building. You're going to see me do that because I've got to get to know these people on the phone because, well, I'm a human. They're a human. What else am I supposed to do? So then I will show you exactly what I do there. And I'm not doing this to be manipulative to them or persuasive, or any kind of an edge. It's just simply to be a human. Like, if you can find something I'm doing that doesn't relate to being a human, then that's fine. Call me out on it. But if it's being a human, that's what it is, okay? So we're going to build the relationship. Then we're going to show them, we're going to value stack. That's diagnosing, relationship building, and value stacking. These three elements of your life, if you can get good at those three things, really good at diagnosing the bigger issues, water test, water condition test, water pressure test, then going into the age of the plumbing. I sold something the other day based on age of plumbing. Customer had 16 shutoffs. I had traveled out to Bloomington, Illinois, and ran a couple calls. We did 4,000 over two calls. This particular call was 1,500 and something. Bunch of shutoffs. One shutoff was leaking. Explained to her they're 26 years old. We can replace them one at a time at this price, or we can replace them all now at this price. I even gave them a middle option, and she went with all of them. And we threw in a couple little extras, and she paid full price. We didn't necessarily discount it, but it was still a lot cheaper to get them all done now because the bulk rate pricing on that and that price book was cheaper. So she just took the deal. She took the deal, and the company got the work, and now she doesn't have to deal with a bunch of leaking shutoffs. These were old school full turn shutoffs. They needed to be upgraded. They were already started. Four of them were leaking. One was leaking to her knowledge. There was three more that were actually still already leaking. She just didn't realize it. And there was 12 more ready to go. So, look, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see the people react to that. They're thankful, believe it or not. They don't feel sold. They don't feel put out because she could have bought the one shutoff too. That was an option. Whoops. There it is. No, I'm joking. She said, whoops, a little late. See what I did? See what I did? Whoop. Whoops. You guys need to go back and watch the very beginning of the show. We did a little something fun. Most of you probably didn't catch it. If you go back and watch the replay after this show's over, you'll see something. A little pizzle popping pisms. And I think it's what we did or something. I don't know. It was funny. We think it was funny. Go back and watch it. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Guys, listen, this is the stuff that matters when it comes to you going from having your guys or you as a guy running six calls a day and averaging $200-$300 a ticket and just scraping your way to the finish line. And it's a grind. It doesn't have to be, but it's a grind, and it will be, whether it be sales or business or just life. I mean, if you treat life this way, it's a grind. And so you got to have intuition. You've got to have the ability to be flexible and move within the home, within life, within relationship, within all of these things, and understanding that even though the customer says things like, I just want to get, in fact, the call right before that we sold for $2,500, the guy was literally saying, it's a 6 months to a year away project. I couldn't, right before I left to go put the options, I'd already kind of gave him an idea of what we were going to do and the three different options. And he's already telling me, like, yeah, this is probably 6 months to a year away, because I had already given him the pricing of the items a la carte, meaning I had told him, hey, look, you know, a new water heater is a couple $1,000s-ish. A new discharge line for your sump pump, $1,600 to $2,000s-ish. And then a new whatever is X amount. And all of a sudden I give him the final price, like, whoa, that's a deal. Boom. Can't help himself. Let's do it now. Like, why put this off? I'm going to do it eventually. So why put this off? And so what that does for you is it creates capacity within your schedule. If for a technician, it creates commissions in your check. If you're hourly, you shouldn't be. I mean, look, these are the things I want you guys to see firsthand on the show. You want to see those relationships build. Really quick, I did say something. There's a new way to subscribe to the show. Just go to our page, click like, and then follow. Follow our page. Simply do that. And Mark himself, Mark Zuckerberg, will put a notification in your notifications bar and say, hey, my boy CF over here is Wicked Smart. He's going live here in a couple minutes. He does like a 20-minute warning and a 3-minute warning. So I called him up and I worked out our differences. Not really. He says, giving customer options is helping them learn how to shop and understand what the real problem they are having in their home. Look, this is so, it's anywhere else that anybody goes and buys anything, they get to pick, they get to choose between different things, and with even stores, they can pick a different store because of brands and different things. I've gone to certain stores because they carry this or that or the other. I can think of my wife going to a certain Sam's Club or Costco because of a certain brand of diaper. You know, we make these decisions all the time in life, all the time making these decisions. Not a new way of buying. What is new is the reality that plumbers go into homes and think that broke fix is the right way. They think that's the way. That's the new, that's the weird way. That's the foreign thing. That's the one that doesn't make sense. That's foreign and literally counter to every other way we buy any other thing. And then when the opposite of that end of that spectrum happens, such as a car purchase or something like that, we feel like we're being pushed and pressured and manipulated. And it seems like in plumbing, we go one way or the other. We're the car salesman or we're the broke fix. But I'm telling you right now, there is this middle of the road, this decent human thing, you know, where you just be a human and you go through the home and just help them out, and you have a price book and you give them some choices and you let them pick and maybe give them a deal if they buy a bunch of stuff, like a pallet instead of one, you know, like Costco. I don't know. Maybe I'm inventing the new wheel here, or maybe I'm just simply going back to what works and helping you guys see that. And we're going to do that live on the show. You're going to see it firsthand. We're going to do it real time. You're going to watch me get told no. You're going to watch me get told I'm a loser. You're going to watch me get told, and I hope that's not the case, but that could be the case. But I'm just telling you right now, we're going to do this together. I'm going to do it with you. I believe to create change, I believe especially in business, to create change, you got to example it. You got to example it. Then you got to draw a line in the sand, and then you got to hold people accountable. I teach that. That's what I teach. That's what we're going to live by. Most knowledgeable about all things how to sell or market. Appreciate that. Listen, and it's mostly through failure, I think. I've really failed a lot more than I've succeeded. But eventually, all that was left was succeeding. So that's what it is. Okay, guys, I love you. Remember, the new show's coming here in a couple weeks. We'll do a couple more regular-style shows. We got the merch got sent out to a lot of you. Some of you guys have been getting it, been seeing the pictures pop up online. I love it. We sent some of these out. I think we sent some coffee mugs out. We sent some bottle openers out. We sent stacks of like $1,000 stacks of cash. We did not send money. Okay. Lead by example, he says. Absolutely 100%. All right, guys, I love you. Listen, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.